Homily for Monday, the 2nd of January, 2023. First of all, I want to wish each and every one of you a very happy new year. And my prayers are that this coming year will be a year of real blessing for each of you. As I've done in the past, what I want to do today is to give you the homily that I gave for our celebration of the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. We celebrate the Solemnity of Mary as Mother of God. Of all the feasts of Mary, this is the greatest. Also, we begin a new year, 2023. I think both Mary and the new year call us to reflection and to prayer. There's a particular prayer that speaks to me at year's beginning. It's from Dag Hammarskjöld, who was the UN General Secretary during the 1950s. Every year he began his new year with this prayer. For all that has been, thanks. To all that is to come, yes. The prayer calls us to gratitude for the past and hope for the future. We might respond by asking ourselves, what can I be grateful for? What people and events have blessed me this past year? Goodness has come to our lives this past year. Who, how, when? Let your memories see and touch that goodness. The prayer encourages hope. Hope for goodness and love to burst into our lives. It's hope not just to receive goodness and love, but much more deeply to become for others a steady source of the goodness and love we all want. That would be a good way to begin the new year, I think. And I can well imagine Mary beginning each new year in Nazareth with that same gratitude and hope. I also think we need to reflect deeply on ourselves. Who am I, really? Where do I want my life to go this year? What shape do I want my life to take in 2023? I want to offer a reflection that comes from a fellow Jesuit, Father Rodney Kissinger. He was born in 1915 and died in 2020 at age 104. He was 66 years a priest and 78 years a Jesuit. He left active ministry at age 87, but maintained a blog providing us with homilies, prayers, and retreat reflections. I want to share with you one of his reflections. It's his adaptation of what's called in the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, the principle and foundation. As the name indicates, it's Ignatius's basic take on life, what it's all about, what we're all about. So please listen closely. I think it's a reflection that should take us into the new year. And here is that reflection. There is only one love, the love of God, God's own love. We are not creators, but only receivers and transmitters of God's love. We simply accept this love of God poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is given to us. We let this love permeate our being, radiate from us, and overflow to others. This love of God working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine or do. So whether we live a long life or a short one, whether we are sickly or healthy, whether we are rich or poor, learned or uneducated, whether we accomplish much or little in this world is only incidental. What is important is that I make the love of God visible in me, in my own life, that I give the love of God credibility so that others may believe, hope, and love, and be happy to be themselves. As we begin 2023, let us ask ourselves, how shall we live? How shall we live to give God's love credibility in our world? How shall we live for others? How shall we live so that others may learn to be happy to be themselves? Let us all have a happy New Year.